have been privileged to gather here in Amsterdam 86 have a divine mandate to preach the gospel with clarity, simplicity, urgency, and also with expectation.
Hello, I'm Paul Bennett, and I'm at Amsterdam 86, the International Conference for Itinerant Evangelists, where the fifth full day's events have concentrated on the evangelist as a persuader. And it was on this theme that the Reverend Stephen Mungoma set the tone for the day. Mr. Mungoma, who now works in the Kenyan capital, Nairobi, was previously based in Uganda until he was forced to leave after being put on Idi Amin's wanted list. Mr. Mungoma challenged the 8,000 travelling evangelists to be careful in the way that they brought people to a decision to accept Christ as their Lord and Saviour.
Many times we make the appeal in order to puff ourselves up. We've got to be very careful. We must make the appeal clearly, relevantly, directly, but at the same time, let us not try to manipulate people by any gimmick. Now, let me give this a simple example. Haven't you had this kind of appeal? Now, everybody, eyes closed. Everybody, close your eyes. No one looking around. Hey, you fellow there, why are you looking around? Come on, keep yourself to your own business. Now, you young men, I can see you are struggling with yourself. Come on, quick, quick. Now, every one of you, right now, immediately. All of you 70 people should get saved right now. All of you, I can see you there. You over there. Now, stand up. Stand up quickly. Now, so people stand up. Oh, no, first of all, you say, lift up your hands. And you say, come on, who is going to join somebody who has lifted up his hand? Even if nobody is actually putting up the hand, you say, oh, there is somebody putting up your hand. Now, this kind of thing must stop. Now, I don't know whether it happens in other countries. I have seen it because I did it myself anyway.
Mr. Mungoma went on to remind delegates, whatever they do, God will bring people to the point of decision.
Look, if God is behind you and you have prayed as we have said and the anointing is upon you, you have preached the word of God right, clearly, relevantly, I can assure you of one thing. People will respond when you call. Don't push them.
The Reverend Stephen Mungoma. It is the concern that evangelists can so easily manipulate their audience that, according to Billy Graham, causes many churches and Christians to question whether any kind of appeal should be given. Mr. Graham is quite firm in his opinion.
The biblical answer is a resounding yes. When a man senses the spiritual emptiness of his life, he's like a man pursued by his enemies who comes to a raging river. And he must decide if he will stay where he is and face certain death, or cross over and be saved. His life from that moment on will be determined by the choice he makes. But when the man chooses to cross over to safety, he discovers the river is too swift and wide to cross and there's no bridge. How can he cross over and be safe? Our great privilege as evangelists is to call men and women to cross the river to find life in Christ, and we tell them the good news that the bridge has been built by God. And the bridge is the Lord Jesus Christ at the cross and the resurrection. And they can cross over the river safely from death to life, from hell to heaven.
Even so, Billy Graham still finds the giving of an appeal a difficult thing to do.
But it's at that moment that I feel emotionally and physically and spiritually drained. This is the part of the evangelistic service that often exhausts me physically. I think one of the reasons may be the terrible spiritual battle going on in the hearts of so many people. With me, it becomes a spiritual battle of such proportions that oftentimes I feel like I'm going to faint. There's an inward groaning and agonizing in prayer that I cannot possibly put into words. And I'm sure that every true evangelist senses this. Whether your invitation is public before a crowd or whether it's one-on-one to a person, just one person. I've dealt with just one person, agonizing so in my soul, wanting that person to say yes to Christ.
Even so, Mr. Graham says that he recognizes that it's not always possible to make an appeal.
Now, I know in some places where I ask them to just bow their head for a few moments of silence and make the commitment in their hearts, because in some places, you just cannot, because of law, or because of the type of church you're in, and you're trying to win that church to the cause of evangelism. In China, where it was said when the missionaries left a few years ago that there were about 700,000 Christians, today there are about 50 million with no missionaries. How did they do it? They lived the Christian life. The Holy Spirit produced the fruit of the Spirit, and the people saw that they loved, and they were faithful, and they were patient, and many people came to them and said, "What's happened to you? Why are you so patient in the midst of all these difficulties?" And then they were able to tell them that Christ had changed their lives, and that spread like this throughout China. So that today you have thousands and millions of believers in China.
Billy Graham. Music from the Argentine group La Guaya, who sang at the 12th plenary session of the conference. The group were part of the Argentine contingent, which had been delayed by a strike of the national airline. To get the stranded participants to Amsterdam, the conference organisers chartered a special flight, and to great applause, the latecomers were greeted on their arrival. The attempts to get the Argentine and Uruguayan evangelists to Amsterdam were dogged by problems, and even the specially chartered plane had to be diverted at the last minute because of weather conditions at Buenos Aires. Mind you, the Argentine evangelists kept themselves busy and say that many people were converted to Christ as a result of the street meetings that were carried out during their enforced wait. Dr. E.V. Hill, pastor of a South Central Los Angeles church and well known for his involvement in the civil rights movement of the United States, inspired the participants to go out and preach. Dr. Hill said that the return of Christ is imminent, and he said that makes the task of evangelism all the more urgent.
But 1 Peter 5, Verse 1 says, he shall come, and this time his glory shall be revealed. Praise God. Peter, James, and John experienced on the day of Pentecost his glory. But this time his glory shall be revealed to all. He shall come riding King of Kings, Lord of Lords. When he shall come, every knee shall bow, and every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord. The whole earth shall behold him, and not only him, but praise God, all of those of us who have put our faith in him shall be with him. Therefore, my brethren, preach, because we shall share in his glory. Preach, because we shall be a part of the glorious moment when Jesus Christ shall appear, King of Kings, Lord of Lords. Right now, where you may have been called to serve, there may be very little glitter and glory. But cast not away, therefore, your confidence. For yet a little while, and he that shall come, he that promised to come, he for whom my mama sought, and he for whom I seek now, will come, and his glory shall be revealed.
Dr. Hill went on to illustrate the rewards that had come to those who had shown faith in biblical times, and then gave a dramatic example from his own experience.
I was born hopeless and almost homeless, but I've come thus far by faith. I was reared in a log cabin, but my mama taught me to have faith in Jesus. She said, God will make a way. She said, God is a friend. She said, Jesus saved. I heard my mama. I'm saved tonight. I have come thus far by faith, from a log cabin to the national, international conference, from segregation and discrimination to being offered a job by the President of the United States. God will make a way.
Dr. Hill brought the day's events to an end by calling on the 8,000 traveling preachers to get on with the job.
And so, my brothers, go preach my faith. When there is nothing seen, preach. When there is nothing seemingly coming forward, preach. This word will not return void. Plant the seeds. Back off and let God bring it forward. By faith, take your ministry. By faith, preach with your ministry. Go to the highways and hedges, the huts and the hamlets and the villages, and preach, preach by faith, and by faith, God will. This is a dark hour, but we have a message to the nation. Our nations cannot meet like this, but we have a message to the nation. These nations will not destroy God's world. He shall come, and those who are ready shall be caught up to meet him in the air. And may we so preach that millions and millions and millions will be caught up to meet him in the air. God bless you as you go preach.
Dr. E.V. Hill. Studio production was by McDaniel Phillips, and this is Paul Bennett at Amsterdam 86.
British English, program number 6.